Unit 2. Andre Agassi.
When 32-year-old tennis player Andre Agassi made it to the final of the U.S. Clay Court Championship in April 2003, he set a new world record. He became the oldest player ever to be number one in the world's tennis rankings. It was one of the greatest achievements in Agassi's long and successful career. Andre Agassi turned professional in 1986 at the age of 16. His career soon took off, and in 1990, he reached the finals of both the U.S. Open and the French Open championships. By the age of 20, Agassi was famous around the world, despite never having won an important tennis championship. Many people thought he was famous more for his long blonde hair and colorful tennis shirts than for his tennis skills. They wondered if he could really win an important tournament. In 1992, Agassi proved these people wrong by winning one of the greatest prizes in world tennis, the Wimbledon singles final. His first attempt to win this tournament had been in 1987, but he lost his opening game. He then refused to take part at Wimbledon for the next 3 years. He said his reason for not playing was that the officials refused to allow him to wear his colorful shirts, but some people said it was because he was afraid to lose. After several more championship victories, Agassi's luck began to run out. By 1997, the year of his marriage to movie actress Brooke Shields, Agassi's ranking had dropped to 141st in the world. Many people thought his career was over. Agassi and Shields divorced 2 years later, and Agassi made a comeback with a new trainer, a new hairstyle, and new determination. In 1999, he won both the French Open and the U.S. Open and ended the year back as the world's number one. By 2003, he had earned more than $27 million in prize money, making him one of the most successful tennis players of all time.